All right, I guess we should get started. They're closing the door, so I hope you guys are ready to go. I appreciate you taking your valuable lunch time to join us today. My name is Justin Martinson. I'm a senior marketing manager at SAP or at Microsoft, focusing on SAP. And with me today, I have Sanjay Soni.
Hi. So I'm technical product marketing manager for BI, data warehousing, and big data. So hopefully you'll see some cool demos today. Right.
And we also have with us Arun Justice.
Yeah, hi there. So I'm a technology advisor for BI, Big Data Data Platform, based in Helsinki, Finland, covering this space as well as our Microsoft stack.
And Arun has been gracious enough to join us to help answer some of your questions. Hopefully you'll give us at the end. We have a lot to cover today. We wanted to make it a lot about the demos. So the format is we'll kind of go through and I'll have a few slides to set up each of the different ways that we can connect from Microsoft BI or our analytics stack to SAP. And then we're also going to have a demo of each one, or we'll talk a little bit about more details about some of the pain points about why you would use which. And we're not going to cover all of the different ways you can connect to the BI and analytics stack to SAP, but we're going to focus on just a few today, and then we'll plug a white paper at the end which contains many more details about that. So to get started, I just wanted to mention this is the 20th year of our partnership with SAP, and that often surprises people. We started many years ago first with SQL Server underlying a lot of the SAP applications I imagine you guys are running. In March or May of this year, we actually rekindled our partnership around four pillars that we thought there was value from our customers. We're not going to talk about all the pillars today, but I at least just wanted to mention them so there's a little bit of a level set. So the first one is running SAP on Azure. We'll look at that just a little bit in one of the demos that Sanjay is actually going to do, and you might also see SAP here representing that scenario. It's good for dev tests, being able to spin up systems very quickly and spin those down without having to invest a lot of time and energy in setting up infrastructure. What we'll focus on mainly today is the BI pillar, and the thing that we have highlighted is our most recent addition to the connectivity options we have between SAP and Microsoft's BI stack, but we're going to talk about a number of those. We also have SAP Gateway for Microsoft Office and Office 365, which is really allowing business data to be exposed through OData feeds and consuming that in Microsoft Office, or going forward, Office 365 as part of the Apps for Office model. And then finally, we also announced earlier this year at the Microsoft Mobile or the Mobile World Congress, where we were present, that we are running SAP applications on Windows 8 and 8.1 phones, and will continue to add more applications going forward. So I'm assuming that since you guys are attending this session, most of you have a good understanding of the SAP environment. Can I get a show of hands? Everyone's familiar with it? Great. Looks like 90% of you are. So I'm just going to build this out. And the only reason that we really have this here is because we want to level set. We're going to be using this kind of as our backdrop to show all the different ways that we want to highlight today that we can connect from our Microsoft BI or analytics stack to a number of the different layers or components within an SAP landscape, whether it's newer stuff like SAP HANA or even some of the acquisitions that SAP has done in the last 5 or 6 years under the business objects label, or some of their traditional components like the ECC or the BW system. So with that as kind of the backdrop, let's get started with the meat of this presentation, which is about how you connect the Microsoft BI and analytics stack to different parts of the SAP environment. So to start, we wanted to kind of categorize what we'll be covering here in two different buckets. The first is from a self-service angle. So we'll look at a number of ways we can connect to SAP components through Microsoft Excel and either bring that data in or interact with the data live. And then we'll also look from the corporate standpoint about how we can use SSIS, SSRS, and some of our third-party integration solutions from our partners to also extract, report, or analyze data, either copying or from a live system. So to really start, we're going to focus on the self-service bits. And this is really going to be around gateway and business objects. We'll look at it from a discovery standpoint through Power Query, and also look at it from an analysis standpoint through Power Pivot and even Pivot Table or Pivot Charts in Excel. We'll also then touch on how you can integrate data from BW or ERP through SSIS. And we'll finally look at how you can also analyze data. The distinction I want to make here, which I think is very important for the first point, is the yellow arrows depict how you can copy data from an SAP system into a Microsoft system and do analytics and reporting on it. You can also do live analytics against an SAP system. There are, of course, drawbacks for both, and we'll cover some of those as we go through this presentation, but I just wanted to make it clear. And so keep that in mind as we go through and see how we can use this view as our kind of backdrop for connecting SAP to SAP from different Microsoft options. So to start here, let's talk about Power Query. How many of you even know what Power Query is? Oh, excellent. It's one of our more popular tools or add-ins, I would say, in Excel. And it's really providing the lightweight ETL that a lot of people are lacking in a self-service tool. So what we're first going to talk about is how our introduction of connectivity to SAP business objects has been realized in Power Query. So I'm just curious, how many of you have and are actively using business objects here today? Okay. How many of you are using 4.1 or higher? Okay, not that many. So one of the things that we realized when talking with SAP and a lot of our customers is that there's a lot of companies like you guys out there that use both sets of tools. There's a dual vendor strategy, and a lot of users like to use business objects, a very good environment for power users, but a lot of users are still comfortable with using their familiar tools in Microsoft Excel. We wanted to support an environment that has both of these types of users in it, so we introduced in May of this year connectivity directly inside of Power Query in Excel to an SAP Business Objects environment. Now, there's a couple of caveats in order to use this connectivity. You have to be running Business Objects 4.1 or higher, SP2 or higher, and you can only use this against UNX universes. But if you do have business objects and you still have a lot of Microsoft users that you want to support in Excel, this is a great option. It's seamless connectivity, as Sanjay is going to show in a moment, and it's very easy to refresh data without having to manually export from an SAP system, give it to a potential user, and import that on a, let's say, a regular basis into Excel. So it kind of alleviates from those pain points. So now let's actually see this connectivity in action. So I'll flip over to Sanjay here, and he'll go through kind of an end-to-end demo about how you can use this connection to get business value. Sanjay?
All right. So maybe I'll be back in for, but that's okay. So as you can see here, I have Excel. So how many of you use Excel Power Query today? All right. And Power Pivot, most of you? Yes. And Excel, every one of you. Right? So cool. So obviously, if you have data in SAP business objects, universes, you want to get that data into Excel. Of course, there have been how many ways have we had? Like so many ways to get SAP data into Excel. But this one, by far, I think, is the easiest and best. That's how, maybe I'm biased, but you'll decide. So what we did is we worked with SAP for more than a year, right, Justin? Alongside SAP, and we came up with a connector inside of Power Query. So how many of you have used SAP Power Query Connector? It's really fun. So only one of you? All right. So for you two. So I'm going to just show you today. So business scenario for me in my next 7 minutes for this first demo is, so let's say I sell gaming consoles. Just like Xbox, let's say a company that sells, you know, gaming products. And for some reason, sales are decreasing, as you can see this. You know, opportunities are there. Sales are decreasing. We have to investigate. What can we do? All right, so what we'll do here is we are going to go to Excel from scratch. So I'm going to open Excel 2013 from scratch, a brand new book. Yes. Then if you go to Power Query option, And hopefully you will install Power Query. It's available, searchable on Bing or Google, wherever.
And Power Query is available both in Excel 2010 and 2013, just so you're aware. And this functionality is available in both.
Absolutely. Then under Power Query, from other sources, you will notice something fascinating from SAP Business Objects BI Universe, right? So this is right there. All you do is connect on this, and then here you are going to simply type the connection to your SAP server, if you will. Do you want to talk about the SAP server at all?
And the reason that we actually needed SAP to do some work and why we require 4.1 or high, SP2 or higher business objects is they actually created a RESTful web service that's exposed as an API, which we connect to in Power Query. And that's actually what Sanjay is typing in the URL of here in this dialog. So when we actually connect to it, much like you would see in any of their views and their tools, you still see the same dimensions and measures that you've created in your universe in one of the SAP tools.
Yes. So now what you're looking at, folks, is a live connection to the SAP Business Objects server, where you are able to browse through the BI universe that we have over there. And is that cool or what? All right, let's do that. So who said that? Who was excited about it? Okay, here we go. A nice transformer pen for you. We're going to keep it here for you, all right?
We're not going to throw it. We'll give it to you at the end of the session.
Here we go. This excitement. See, that's all counts. You know, it's exciting to think. You know, we worked for so long to make this happen. BI sales, here we are. So what we'll do now is, under this universe, you see all these dimensions. We are simply browsing this data from SAP BI Universe live here, and I'm going to select a couple of good things. I want to know what kind of revenue expenses we have and what channels, you know, how much money are we making from these different channels, and maybe, you know, some kind of geography here. And let's see which areas. Arun, you're from Finland. Maybe Finland is part of the demo as well. So here we are. Now, look at this. I selected everything. I have not imported anything yet. I'm simply able to preview before importing anything from Universe right here. So what I can do is I can preview, and I can simply see, hey, this column, how does this look like? Look at this, all preview happening. Once I have this, I can edit. Now, Power Query is an amazing, you know, simplest ETL tool for Excel people. Think about it. You can do lots of transformations here. You can right click. I can say, hey, duplicate column, split column. Before you import anything, you're still connected to the SAP universe, and you can do all the good things here. Right?
And especially you can actually filter, and the filter will be pushed down what we call query folding back to the SAP system and do the query on SAP to filter the data before you bring it into Excel. So that's just one thing to point out as well.
Absolutely. Let's say I want to remove this expenses, for example, right? So now I'm just removing this right there. So this is a query coming, again, a filter, and everything else you can do here, you can just do lots of top 100 rows, whatnot. Lots of possibilities here. For example, right here, you can choose bottom rows, top rows. I can just say, you know, top 50 rows, something like that. This is a filter going there. Now, once it does that, you know, what you do is you simply go here, apply and close, and this is your query, of course. So what you can do is you can load to Excel, but more exciting is Power Pivot. Why don't we do that, right? So load to Power Pivot. Why? Is it more exciting? Because many of you will say, hey, 1 million row is not enough for me. What if I want to import hundreds of millions of rows of data? Power Pivot can handle that in-memory thing for you. Not that you would, but you could, right? So there we go. The data is coming in, and data is being imported into Power Pivot as well. So I have this data set here that we just imported, and I can create great BI on it. Do you like it so far? Yes? Awesome. Yes. It's all good. So now, what can we do with this? We have data in Excel. You can do amazing BI with Power BI. So for example, you could say, so how much time do I have with the first demo?
A few more minutes.
3 more minutes? All right, 3 more minutes. I don't want to get carried away with Power BI. I just love it, you know, simply. So here's a scenario. My sales are decreasing. Let's say I imported all this data, mixed it up with something else. Sales are decreasing. What's happening here? What we did also there is we used something new we launched yesterday as your data factory to really do this Twitter analytics. You know, all the tweets that are coming in, you know, we want to say, what is happening with our sales? Sales are decreasing. Why is that? So then the Twitter analytics gives us something new here. And look at this. There are some negative tweets happening in the month of October. That's where stuff is decreasing. So maybe what we can do is really quickly, I want to show you this basically power map video to investigate what is happening here. And I'm going to fast forward some of this, you know, just to focus on some of these areas. Look at this. Using Power Query, Power Map, and everything else that we have, what I'm looking at is lots of opportunities are there, lots of, you know, sales are there, but something is happening in Florida. Look at that. We have not, revenue is not that much, you know.
And these are the same data sets you brought in through Power Query, right?
Same data set. Okay. Essentially, it's Power Query data into Power Pivot. Power Pivot goes into Power Map. And here you are looking at this. We have decreased sales here, even though sunny, nice sunsets are happening. But there is something happening there. What could go wrong? Well, what is happening, though, is we can investigate this using Q&A. All right? So in Q&A, I'm just going to publish this Excel file. At the end of the day, I showed you an Excel file. That Excel file has the whole thing in it. You take this, publish it to Power BI. And in Power BI, you are able to ask English language questions, right? So there are some negative tweets coming up. So I can just say, hey, number of negative tweets. The capability I'm showing you here is the whole SAP data, bring it into Excel and unleash the whole Power BI and the usefulness of it. Number of negative tweets, you know, per product subcategory. So there is some kind of product here for which, you know, we are getting some kind of negative tweets, okay? Category, there we are. Gaming console, something is happening with that one, you know. So then what we can do is we can say show negative tweets, just like this. So using Azure Data Factory, we got all this data and show negative tweets. So there are negative tweets happening. Apparently the end of the story is, I'm fast forwarding my demo, is that somebody was selling fake game consoles, fake software, hardware in my some of the stores in Fort Lauderdale, and that's why negative tweets were coming from. It is a scenario we created for you to see how you can use SAP data, how you can combine with some of the modern structured, unstructured data sets very easily and unleash this in front of business people who can appreciate all this. Okay, that was my first demo. Thank you.
Yeah, just a comment to that. So if there are customers who are not using business objects, so if they are only wanting to do the same kind of thing on business warehouse or ERP, that is also possible via a third-party connector from Theobald Software. We'll be talking about Theobald Software later in this presentation, but they have an extract PPV component that you will see in that list of data sources, which allows you to connect to InfoCubes, Bex queries, or even objects in your ERP system.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. So again, great if you have business objects, but you might be asking, what if I don't have business objects? What other options do I have? So on the self-service side, let's again focus on Power Pivot and pivot tables or pivot charts and see what other data we can get in from an SAP system to analyze or report on it. So now let's talk about NetWeaver Gateway. How many of you are using NetWeaver Gateway today? None of you. One of you. Okay, we got one. So this is another option from SAP that allows you to expose business data from your ERP or your BW system as objects through an OData protocol that you can then read in different clients like Power Pivot or even Power Query. The OData protocol was jointly developed with a number of companies, including Microsoft and SAP, and it's great for transferring data. Originally, SAP actually developed the gateway as a way to provide data to mobile or people-centric applications, but it can just as easily be used in this case in a self-service role. So one of the advantages is if you already have Gateway, this is a quick way to get access to this data. One caveat, though, is you have to do a little bit of work on the Gateway side to expose your objects via an OData head. You can, again, use it with any of your objects from BW or ERP, and it does work in both Excel 2010 and 2013. So if you have this or you think about using the gateway, this is another good option for you in the self-service standpoint. So let's see a demo of this.
Okay. All right, so most of you use Power Pivot, right? You import data from all kinds of places. And here what you can do, again, in Power Pivot or Power Query, whatever I'm showing you here is equally valid on Power Query. You could do the same thing using Power Query. I'm going to just show you a different way to do that using Power Pivot.
And you might be wondering, well, there's like 8 ways to get data into Excel. We realize that. We're actually working on that in the next version of Office. We will actually consolidate all of this into Power Query as the single native, not add a native way to get data into Excel. We're just simply showing you Power Pivot as another option here for you.
Absolutely. So here we are in Excel. We have this Power Pivot tab. Instead of Power Query, I'm going through Power Pivot and click on it. And here we go. Well, in there, you'll notice a couple of things. You can import data from all kinds of things, but from other sources, here you will notice something fascinating called other feeds. Create a connection to a data feed, import data from the OData side things. So there we go. We're going to simply put the URL.
Now, can you show us the SAP system where the NetWeaver gateway is running?
I don't have access to it.
Oh, okay. So how are we doing the demo then?
So because they simply expose the OData feed for us, right, from on the SAP system, they are hosting all this for us, and that's how we are able to simply connect.
So SAP just provides this as a demo system that anyone can request access to here, and that's how we're actually using it, just to try it out and see how this works in Power Pivot.
Absolutely. So here we are, advanced. I'm just going to put a couple of things here to really support the user ID and password. And in the meantime, all I'm doing, 3 things here. I'm simply selecting my integrated security to be basic. There we go. And user ID and password, which I know. So I'm going to simply type those here.
And the user ID and password is actually generated for us by SAP. So if you go to the SAP Community Network, SCN, you can actually search. There's a document up there that describes how to actually do this based on what we're showing today.
Okay, test connection succeeded. Click OK. And then, of course, next. And then, basically, now we are able to see what we have over there in preview and filter or finish. And very easily, from within Excel, I'm able to see the revenue information and the other kind of information that we have available on that server through OData feed. Coming in.
Correct. And
Excel.
I think in this case, it's sales orders, right?
Yes, sales orders it is, right? Exactly. There we are. So we're looking at sales order ID, employee last name. So typical information that you usually get from SAP Gateway.
Yep. And because it's in Power Pivot, just like we got data in the first example, I could go through and use Power View or Power Map on any of this data, or even use Power BI or any BI tool that could access and use this data. So it's another way, of course, to get data into Excel in a self-service manner and interact and report and analyze on it.
Absolutely.
So there's one more way that we want to highlight on the self-service side to actually report or analyze data from Excel inside of SAP. So right now I've actually circled our SAP HANA. It's part of the database layer box as well as SAP BW. And what we're going to do here is we're going to interact with that data directly, not copying the data over. This is actually live, because remember we have the red arrow up here like we did on the first diagram. And we're actually going to use this as part of a pivot table in Excel just to do some analytics on it. And it's actually going to be going against, in our example, SAP HANA. We're going to do a demo with HANA, although you could just as easily use this with SAP BW. Now, a couple of caveats. You need to install a set of drivers in order to do this. SAP actually provides a MDX driver, which we'll be using today, as well as an ODBC driver that you can use with BW. This stuff works with Excel and Excel services, but not O365. And currently, it does not work with Power Pivot or Power Query. It's only accessible via the data tab, which Sanjay will show you. So it is an option, and since we're going to use the MDX provider that's certified by SAP with Excel, you do get access in SAP HANA to all the higher level metadata and information like your analytical views, your calc views. It's not going directly against the database tables itself underlying. So that's important to point out, although you are going to have to set up the required drivers on every single machine where you would want to use this as part of Excel. So let's see an actual example of it. So I'll switch over to Sanjay.
OK.
here.
And he's going to walk us through. And this, I guess I should point out, right? We are going to do this demo using SAP on Azure, which means we've actually spun up VMs inside of Azure that have HANA pre-configured on them. It's a great scenario for a test scenario here that we're showing you as part of this demo.
Absolutely. So how many of you have used Azure Portal before? Please.
We got a couple.
We are putting lots of good things in there. Yesterday we released streaming analytics, Azure Data Factory. Please use this. And this is where you also find something very simple, virtual machines. So in virtual machines, here we have two VMs we are showing you. One of them is, this is the main one I'm showing you here, is, which I'm not showing you, but I just want to mention to you, is MSBI for SAP. This is where the SAP HANA is hosted, you know, the whole database side of things, including cubes, is there. That's one VM. The second VM I'm showing you here is simply SAP HANA client. It's simply a scenario is really for a business person, right, mm-hmm. who has Excel installed, and they have installed the drivers for HANA, especially the MDX drivers. That's what it is. So it could very well be your machine where you have Excel installed. So think of it that way. And just think of the main VM here is the SAP HANA VM, which is in Azure. That's where we are connecting from Excel. You are with me so far? All right, so let's do it. So I'm going to simply open this particular VM right here, SAP HANA client, and I happen to have already connected to it, so I'm just going to take you there, and here's that one, and I'm going to open a brand new Excel file. Again, everything from scratch, so you get to see the connection from scratch, right?
Yep.
And Arun, if I mess up, you'll educate me. He's an expert, by the way. He's a local in Europe, so if you have any questions, connections with Microsoft, where you want to POC on all this good stuff, he's here for you. That's one of the reasons we also invited him to be on stage.
And just while he connects, just to set up the scenario a little bit more, what we did is we actually took part of the VentureWorks data warehouse that we have and imported that into the HANA modeling environment and created an analytical view on top of it. So that's really what we're connecting to today and what we're actually going to interact with live through Excel.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start here. First of all, we are in Excel. And here in this case, we'll just simply go to our Excel data tab. Not Power Query, no Power Pivot. We're simply going to Excel, data tab, from other sources. And then here, remember this, from Data Connection Wizard, we're simply connecting to any kind of data sources there. And here you simply select Other or Advanced. Because it is advanced, right? We're going to, some other system here out of a Microsoft place to SAP Wonderland, and especially in Azure. Everything is in Azure, though. So there we are, and then here you will select SAP HANA MDX provider. Do you want to say anything about that, or just normal people too?
So that's the driver that we had to install that allows us to communicate with HANA.
And here, I'm just going to input all this information here, and Justin, you're welcome to talk in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, it's just your normal HANA instance level information that you're going to input in order to set up the connection that Sanjay is putting in here.
Anybody has any questions in the meantime? Maybe he can take one or two questions for you.
They're too captivated by your demo.
All right. Okay, so pressure is on me now. It's all good. Fun. And sorry, just don't watch, okay? So it's all good. There we go. And then language is there. Okay, cool. Let's see. Okay. So let's see. What did I do wrong? Maybe the password. Okay, let's open this document here. 30 seconds.
So sometimes it can be difficult to remember all your SAP information. So it takes a little bit of time to put it in here. We'll just verify that it's working and then show the connection.
Okay, let's try one more time. I'm going to try, this is the path, which is probably wrong, so.
If not, we've always got a backup that we can show you. Hopefully the demo gods are with us today.
Right, yeah. Control V, disconnection.
So let's show them the other workbook that we already
preloaded. All you do, by the way, after this step is simply connect, okay? Just like click OK. And then what happens is, after that, it shows like this. And there we are. It just, the wizard is finished. After you finish, it shows up just like this. You have fields available here. And all you do is simply select any of these gross profit, any of these things on the, you know, just like your regular Excel. The cool part here is though, we are actually connecting to a cube running in SAP HANA.
Yep.
So all your multi-dimensional cube expression stuff, you're basically able to traverse all in Excel, directly connecting to SAP.
Now there is a couple of caveats. Yeah, so you would have to use a different driver to do that, but your info cubes, your BEX queries would still be supported using that other driver. We're only showing SAP HANA right now, but similar approach could be used for BW.
Exactly. It could be either a cube which is modeled in the HANA environment using HANA modeler, or it could be a BW running on HANA as well.
Yep.
Awesome.
And additionally, just another caveat, you can't actually type any MDX when you're doing this. All the MDX is generated under the covers by the HANA driver that's plugged into Excel. And you can't do time-based hierarchies, I believe, with this connection. So just a couple of caveats to remember there.
Awesome.
Cool.
How many of you have tried to connect to HANA from Excel before? How many people do you like to connect, maybe? Okay,
so. Couple. Right.
Because we understand companies have heterogeneous environments, like, you know, we obviously Microsoft is HANA, so, you know, together.
Yeah, we're trying to coexist. So let's move on now and let's leave behind self-service for a moment and let's talk about corporate or more traditional approaches. So let's talk about how we can use SSIS as well as some third parties to take data from an SAP system and move it over to a Microsoft system so you can do analytics and reporting on it. So the first one we want to revisit is, again, BW. And we actually want to show how you can use SSIS to connect to and copy data from SAP BW into a Microsoft system. The first thing we want to talk about is there's a certified connector which allows you to do this. It makes use of the Open Hub interfaces on the SAP side, and this is the default way SAP says to get data out of BW. So you can do some configuration inside of the Open Hub interfaces to for every object that you want to get out of the BW system into your Microsoft system and actually use SSIS to do that. Now, you might be saying, why would I want to do that? I got everything in BW. Well, there's a couple of reasons from the customers we've talked to that we've run into. One is that there's performance impact going against BW a lot to do queries. The other reason is you can't necessarily marry your SAP data with your non-SAP data inside of BW. Could I use data services? Sure. If you guys have a license for it, perfectly valid use case. A lot of our customers that we've found don't necessarily have all of those licenses, whether it's the Open Hub license to do this, because you need a separate license, or it's the SAP data services license. So you could also use something like SSIS to get all the data out of your BW system, marry it up with something else, and put it in Microsoft Data Warehouse, which would then allow you to do reporting and analytics on it. Now, we're not going to show you this quite today. We do have a demo we could show at the end, but instead we want to focus on another option. And that's actually an option that allows you to get data from both your BW warehouse as well as your ERP or ECC system. And this option is actually through a third-party solution from Theobald Software. How many of you have heard of Theobald or have used it? Five? Six? Okay, that's good. So they have actually worked with over 1,000 customers worldwide as a way to get data into and out of SAP. So it's a very, very used solution. The reason that we want to talk about it today, and not necessarily the Microsoft connector that's certified, is because it allows you to get data out of both the ERP and the BW system. Really, any object that you have in there, whether it's a BAPI, a table, anything, and not just getting data out of your BW system, which the Microsoft connector is limited to. Is there anything else you want to say on this one?
Yeah, I mean, our Microsoft connector for SAP was built together in partnership with Theobald as well. Right. So from their side, They support OpenHub as one of the supported scenarios to connect to Business Warehouse, but they also support other ways of connecting as well. So any, as you see here, any virtually any object in the SAP space, either if it's InfoCubes or the queries or the hierarchies in Business Warehouse can be integrated with, or if you take the SAP ERP landscape, you can connect to any BAPIs or RFCs or table access, ABAP reports, for example. So virtually any object can be accessed by this integration scenario. And this is probably the most commonly used when I work with my customers. So all the large enterprises and mid segment are using this, consider it as a valid scenario to use because it gives them bi-directional connectivity to both BW and ERP. So a lot of flexibility option is there, and as well as it supports extraction of large amounts of data in parallel, especially with Delta capabilities as well.
Right, and we'll show that in a minute in a demo. I guess the only other thing to point out, and again, we'll show that as well in the demo, is that it's very easy to search and browse. Sometimes I've found in the past that some of the tables or column names can be somewhat cryptic in the SAP system, so being able to browse by description from a client tool is very easy to find the right data that you want to move over and then either marry up or directly report on from the Microsoft side.
One other comment I'd like to make is this is very easy to set up. So in proof of concepts that we have set up with customers, you can achieve this in one single day, actually, the whole connectivity piece, right? And then the education and, of course, customers. This is a component that is built in together with our SQL Server integration services. So if the customer is not familiar with SSIS, then, of course, there's a bit of education there to be done. But just the fact of connecting it, you can actually do it in a couple of hours. It requires very little configuration on the SAP side.
Great.
Or none at all.
So let's go ahead and actually take a look at this in practice here. So we'll switch over, and then Sanjay is going to kind of run us through a scenario.
Absolutely. So the scenario here is that it's like the last demo for you, and here we are looking at SQL Server, where we have a bunch of tables. We don't have data. We want to really connect through SSIS, from SSIS, using SSIS, and the Theobald connector to get data from SAP and move it into SQL table, yes? So how many of you have used SSIS before? All right, great. Lots of people. So here we are. I'm showing you on this machine. Are we looking at the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. Awesome. So you see in SQL Server database called SAP DW, in which I have three tables. And let's select this table. Let's just make sure that we don't actually have any data, so I'm not bluffing in front of you, you know? So here we go, zero rows here, employee, purchasing, zero rows, right? Nothing is there. So now I'm going to switch from SQL Server to my SSIS package. So let's talk about, before I talk about SSIS package, so as you know, in SSIS, you have lots of things on the left-hand side, lots of objects. You know, you have three things. It's all about data sources, transformations, and destination, three things. So in data sources and other things, you'll find some of these objects from Theobald. By the way, I just want to say this to you. Even Microsoft IT, we run SAP inside of Microsoft, and they use Theobald software as well because lots of data is coming in, and they have had good experiences, actually. So that's what I heard. So here we are. Look at these objects that we have in SSIS right here, common objects. Extract. From Theobald, these options are extract, BAPI, BWCube. So what you are looking at is various ways, all basically you are using these things, you can connect to all types of SAP instances. There are two major things, right? Arun taught me. So one is, of course, ERP, and other ones are business warehouse type of things, right? So you see all these options. Some of them are for ERP side of things. Some of them are for business warehouse side of things. Arun, why don't you add some more flavor to these?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the customer landscape, of course, existing business warehouse users would like to just connect to that because they consider it as a master copy of their data, for example, SAP data. While there are others who want to keep PW but also extract some data from the ERP system, combine it with other data sources, and make available a different data mart which sits alongside SAP Business Warehouse, right? And there, the question is usually not just the data part, also the business logic. So this component actually uses the same methodology or same ways that Business Warehouse accesses data from ERP, SAP ERP as well. So it's using the same BW extractors to get data, right? So it's you get both the data and business logic. It's a very strong point.
Awesome. So let's get going. So then what we'll do is now I have all these components, drag and drop, obviously. So I'm using extract table to get data from there and then moving into SAP vendor table and this SAP employee table. We're using BAPI to move the data there. So I'm just simply going to actually run the package right now. And it's going to move the data set from SAP into my tables called SAP vendor and employee. And there we go. Green is good. Green is good, right? And maybe let's go back.
Maybe you want to show how you found some of the tables, like LFA1 actually represents vendor data. So one of the other points that we wanted to make is that it's very easy to search and find. So maybe you want to demonstrate how you can search and find tables or other objects in an SAP system.
Maybe you can talk about it.
So you can very easily do it by actually right-clicking and I believe doing search, and you can do, you can actually edit that and you can search inside the dialog to actually find any objects that might be residing there by a description, not necessarily just the table name.
Absolutely. So these are the only tables I wanted to move, actually. So these are fine to move. So let's go back and go into SQL Server mode. And here we are, SAP employee, select top 1,000 rows, and we have data, right? Coming in, SAP, you know, all these tables have data in it, and essentially, you were able to move data from SAP into SQL Server using some of these connectors, okay?
So what you could do is you can marry this up with your non-SAP data and then do your reporting and analytics using any of the standard BI tools on top of this.
Awesome. Performance-wise as well, that delta Q component is there for incremental load, so you know you won't feel the stress of having to move everything all the time.
So the other thing, and I know, Arun, you wanted to make a couple of points on this, is we also have another third party that we work with, mainly in the U.S. We saw a lot of customers doing that. And they use a slightly different technique to integrate data from the database layer. So we work with a partner in the US called Simplemint, and they have a way to use replication technology to replicate in a hot method data as it gets transacted in your SAP system to another system like a data warehouse. And this actually provides for some customer a lot of value if they want to see real-time analytics on top of that data. You want to add
It's a choice that you have to make, whether go with the standard ETL, traditional ETL methodology, or replication. Right? Replication, of course, the performance considerations have to be taken into account because you're replicating your live ERP system. Could be the case. So that's a choice that customers and have to make.
We haven't seen too many customers use it in EMEA yet. Have any of you guys heard of this, or are you using it right now? No one. So this is just another option to keep in mind. It is licensed separately, and it's not certified by SAP, but we still do see customers using it as another approach to integrating SAP data.
There are other replication technologies as well which are supported by SAP, which will be announced very soon.
Yeah, good stuff.
So the last one we want to talk about is using reporting services, and this will actually be using reporting services directly, so against live data that might be residing in your SAP BW warehouse. So you actually have within reporting services installed by, as part of the SQL Server feature pack, a component which will allow you to connect to your BW objects and report off of them. This provides you the ability to do it out of the box without really having to have a separate install. We have some customers doing this, not as many. Again, I guess it really comes down to, do you want live reporting? Do you want to move data into another system and then do analytics on top of that? Do you have business objects? Do you have NetWeaver Gateway? All of these are questions that you need to answer to see what is the best solution for your particular environment or what users you're trying to meet the needs of. Just to kind of also mention this, Theobald also has other connectors besides the Extract IS They also have an Extract RS connector, and that fits into reporting services. So again, you can do that as a separate install, and then that gives you access to all your objects in ERP and BW, whereas the Microsoft one only gives you access to objects in BW. So again, it's just giving you choices. You'll have to evaluate based on your environment to see what is the way that you want to use Microsoft BI alongside your SAP systems. So just to kind of recap, I'll just build this out. We've talked during our time here about how you can either copy data or report and analyze data directly live against an SAP system from both a self-service angle within Excel as well as within other corporate BI scenarios and tools using SSIS and SSRS and some third-party tool sets. So the last thing we wanted to leave you with is just a couple of ways that we are coexisting with SAP and kind of what we see at the customers that we're talking to, where they want to see how they can use Microsoft alongside SAP. So we have a couple of opportunities, and Arun will just talk about a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, what do we mostly see at the customer landscape is the integration scenario, so the ETL scenario, which is very valid. I mean, you can see the value of that in very short term, because as you know, it's easy to put things into business warehouse, but it's very difficult to get things out of it. I don't know how many of you agree with me on that. So that's definitely the most commonly seen scenario. The second area is the self-service piece. Again, offering self-service BI capabilities on top of business SAP systems, BW or ERP, is a pain point, right? Even basic reporting on ERP is sometimes a very difficult scenario to achieve. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that we see a lot. And we are starting to see a lot more, let's say, HANA requests as well. Customers wanting to look at how to integrate with HANA, either the models that are built in HANA or then BWs, which they are piloting on top of HANA, for example. So that we're starting to see, but it's just the beginning.
Okay. And I just wanted to leave you here with one go-do. If you guys want to learn more about what we've actually gone over here today in greater depth, we published a white paper a couple of months ago that you can actually download, which really describes in greater detail the scenarios we went over here, as well as additional options. So again, it goes back to there's no one-size-fits-all approach with the integration between Microsoft BI and Analytics. In SAP, you need to evaluate what are your requirements, what are users' needs that you want to serve, and then figure out based on these options, whether it's third party or first party, what you want to go with. We want to coexist, and we will continue to support new connectivity options, Arun mentioned a couple alluding to, going forward. So I think before we let you go, although we'll answer any questions, Sanjay wanted to do one last
thing.
One comment there. Yeah. Some of the customers I see, have adopted strategies where BW is in their HQ, so that's their central business warehouse. And when they are making acquisitions like large beverage companies, then they go and implement local SQL server instances there rather than implementing local business warehouses that have to again integrate with the central business warehouse. Right? It's a much faster and flexible option that way. Mm-hmm. Right? And there are other customers who have BW, and then they look at new ERPs going to SAP, and then they try and, let's say, build data marts with SQL, which sit alongside the business warehouse, which combine other data sources than just pure SAP data. So there are different approaches, and this you see everywhere. Any customer who's running SAP and Microsoft, they try to leverage investments from both sides. So this is what we're starting to see already last 4 or 5 years.
So just last 1 minute, folks. I really would like you to really feel good about the whole Microsoft Power BI stack. What I'm showing you right now in the last 1 minute is a splash screen of our next version of Power BI. It's really with the whole dashboards you'll have, drag and drop. Now imagine all this good stuff you can do actually with Q&A, all this on your SAP data. It's really exciting, don't you think? Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So please, use all this on your SAP data. Bring it to life with our other things. Thank you.
So we'd be happy to answer any questions you guys might have. We're also going to be up here after the session, and we can answer any then.
And we'll also be in the booth area. We're showing end-to-end demos. If you are welcome to stop by, we'll be there after 1 p.m. until and see a cool end-to-end demo as well.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not a question, it's more about sharing my experience. In my company, 4 years ago, we had SAP ERP only, mm-hmm. and then we decided to go for doing some reportings. And while we went 2 years actually connecting Microsoft BI to the tables themselves, yeah. which is a route that I don't recommend. It's a nightmare to do that. And then when we realized that was not scalable and it was very difficult, we said, like, okay, let's go and go some business objects. And then it took me also 1 year to show my managers, like, well, there's something called Microsoft in BI that can find some options. Mm-hmm. And then we went through business objects, data services, Open Hub, mm-hmm. Everything that you can imagine. And then finally, to make the story very short, we decided to put SAP Business Warehouse, which we didn't have before. And then on top of that, Theobald. We decided for Theobald Universal, that it gives you Theobald IS, RS, and even I'm teaching my SAP BW consultant to create the cubes. And then using a Theobald interface, he can just create a table in SQL mm-hmm. to put his BW query results on SQL. So I don't even need to care about anymore how the SAP tables look like. Mm-hmm. And this guy is just, you know, I just go to him and say, like, hey, I just need the list of employees that are active. Okay. He just goes, does his magic in BW, puts the Theobald query, mm-hmm. goes into SQL. It's just in a SQL, that's refreshed every hour or every 3 hours. Yep. It goes even with a single sign-on. It's fantastic, that thing. And then on top of that, we just plug a Power Pivot, yep. and there we go. Super cheap, super fast, and very flexible.
Well, good. Thanks for sharing that. That's great. Are you guys using PowerView or anything on top of Power Pivot at all? Or?
Well, that's what we're gonna do. So okay. Now I'm pushing my company to adopt Office 365. Mm-hmm. I want to have all this Power BI on top of it. Yep. But what happens is my users are not Power users. I'm coming. I'm originally from Barcelona, but I'm working in the Middle East. So in the Middle East, there's this problem of the users are a bit old-fashioned. So they are Excel people,
yeah, yeah.
and they don't want to move out of Excel.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm just giving them pivot tables yeah. that are Power Pivots behind. So they just love it because it's just, oh, yeah, it's what I was doing. They tell me yeah. that's what I was doing. I was connecting to SAP. I was getting a report, downloading to Excel, and then doing OIMAL report. And then I'm just asking him, okay, give me your Excel file. And then I just get the Excel file, and I give them back the same Excel file, but now it's connected live
yeah.
To the cubes through all of this mechanism.
Great.
It works.
The solution
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The
well, you can do it with the SSIS if you want. There's another way. Yeah, well, my way is there's this interface in Theobald, and then you just say, okay, I want to query this object in SAP, and I want to, yeah, in BW or ERP, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, whatever. And then you just say, and I want my destination. It can be an open data web service, which works well, or it can be a SQL Server table. If the table doesn't exist, it creates. If it exists, it deletes and puts all the data on top of it. You can configure it. Mm-hmm. And I just put it in there because even imagine if one day SAP is not working, or they're doing an update or whatever, I have my buffer data in the middle. So my report, they're always going to work. And because today the storage is so cheap, like the hard disk, okay, my IT operations team, they don't care about it. Okay.
This is, I mean, we haven't covered all the, you know, connectivity possibilities. Thanks for that. The Extract Universal is one of the new offerings from Theobald as well, indeed.
Yeah. So while folks are leaving, please do fill evaluation forms for us. Very important. If you want to see more SAP types of topics in future, please do fill evaluations. Because otherwise, we want to see how important it is for you to cover, for us to cover these topics. Obviously, always two competing things. And let us know if you have any other feedback.
Yeah, if you guys have any other questions, we're free to take them now, or you can come up and ask us in person, either way. And remember to give the transformer pin to the
yes.
guy in green.
Oh, yeah, totally. You can ask some.
Hey, I think SAP Gateway supports eventing. Basically, it can publish events to an endpoint.
Say again, the gateway?
SAP Gateway, I think it can publish events to an endpoint. I think. Have you ever considered that scenario of possibly using events rather than all the replication business? Uh-huh. Maybe there are other situations where it's better just to SAP push an event through the SAP gateway to an endpoint, and you can do analytics from there.
I can't hear.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't get that question.
I want to make sure I get a correct answer. Oh, instead of just exposing data from it?
Yeah, the replication and the data and yeah. business. But you can eventually do just basically using ABAP and dumping everything to a file. And SSIS into a net data, where you can just publish events mm-hmm. and do something more real time, maybe using Event Hub.
That I'm not familiar with. Have you run into that?
With SAP Gateway, you have a lot more possibilities, indeed. So you can not only use BI as an end user or end application to consume that, but also Office, SharePoint, and other productivity tools. So it can be exposed to virtually anything.
Yeah. And if you could write it into Event Hub, then you could use Stream Analytics.
Exactly.
That's
like
a great idea, yeah. Especially with real-time stuff.
Yeah.
We will see you in Microsoft.
I think there's a question in the back.
All right.
I have a question about data queues. To get one table is an easy job, but it's more complicated to have a correct data queue. Mm. And even with an original SAP BW, it's not so easy, and you have some hanging queues in the normal business. And how do you handle this?
Yeah, I mean, you can do delta queue on other objects as well, right? You know that SAP does not like it when you go straight to the database tables, right? So, I mean, that's a choice that the customer has to make, that whether you want to go to the underlying database tables of ERP or use, let's say, what is on top, right, built. So it could be anything else. So there you can expose, or if you take Business Warehouse, for example, you could put the delta queue on BW Cube, for example, right, or any other object. So that delta queue works on any object, and it's up to the customer to decide whether you want to use it against a table or those objects, right? But we can take this offline. I have a lot of details on this. Yeah.
He deals with all this every day, isn't it? The POCs he does so.
Well, thank you for attending. We appreciate you giving us your time over lunch. Have a great conference.
Thank you.